We're coming to you live for the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Horowitz and Graceffo are now back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Larry Ridley. So let's see, I'm looking at the huge scoreboard tonight. I've called him Larry Ripley two times, Larry Ridley three times. Thank you, Larry. Wonderful update. We'll have another one coming up in just about 27 minutes. A lot of conversation about President Trump and his tweet back at Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner who makes $40 million, and the players must stand. The NFL and the NFLPA, after word leaked that the Dolphins were going to start fining and punishing players if they protested during preseason games, the NFL put it to a halt. I think their lawyers said, wait a minute, there's a collective bargaining agreement. Look at the NBA, guys. There's no issues. Why can't we be like them? Because the NFL never acted initially on this. This is the same NFL that gets after Antonio Brown for twerking, uniform policies, deflated footballs that almost went to the Supreme Court. Same NFL that wouldn't allow decals of Dallas police officers killed in a shootout, that they're so rigid on their rules. Yet they let this go because they tried to make everybody happy. And they thought they could pull it off because they're the biggest sports entity, and now they have the biggest PR bomb on top of them that has detonated numerous times, and they need to end it before that first preseason game. So what we're asking, without debating the merits of social injustice, inequality, some racial profiling by some rogue police officers, not every man and woman wearing a badge in this country. What are solutions for the NFL to end this? I've thrown out the idea of just following the NBA policy. I've also said that you just don't do anything. Individual teams leave it up to them. Callers gave that idea earlier. Do you allow them to kneel or stand as a group? Because you're not going to make everybody happy. They're going to look at kneeling as being protesting, even though Nate Boyer told Colin Kaepernick, hey, kneeling is a sign of respect to members of the military. What do you do? I mean, the NBA established this in the 80s, and it's part of their league. Stand in a dignified posture. But the NFL, it's so rampant, and some who have called this show today are just claiming that everybody's out of touch with reality and that the streets of America are under siege. Well, then why aren't all athletes? Why aren't more leagues following the NFL doing it in unison? Why aren't they protesting on the streets of cities in America? The right to peaceful protest. Why is this confined to the National Football League? Why? Because of President Trump, and he continues to flame this for political reasons. Just like I started this broadcast 2 hours ago, I really believe Colin Kaepernick, what he did a couple of months out on a presidential election, this was politically motivated. And it continues to be politically motivated. When you ask what's changed, I still see the horrific videos. People of all skin colors, the crazy body cams, the videos of in-store or at a parking lot or somebody had a camera. It's horrific. The crimes of humanity against people of all skin colors. But what we're focusing on today, and now it is early Sunday morning, East Coast time, what are the solutions or what is the solution to ending this? What do you do if you're the NFL and the NFLPA? Because I don't think either side's winning right now. I don't think the NFL is, and I know they can, what is it, $244 million a team, whatever, they're printing money. So what do you do? What do you do? And I've said this time and time again, because I've never seen that these protests have helped bring change. I just haven't seen it. That if these players talked after games, and that, you know, I'm following the NBA lead and what they do. And I'm following the NBA and how you've seen white coaches, black players, white owners, you know, black former coaches, current coaches. They've all spoken out, but they don't do it during the anthem. They keep all of their politics away from the anthem, and they leave it for the postgame interview, the one-on-one interview, their Twitter accounts, their Facebook accounts, wherever, their social networks, their podcast. They keep it away from the national anthem, and the NBA has been brilliant. As I pointed out, is there an anthem issue in the NBA, Major League Baseball, soccer, the NHL, or the PGA Tour? Is there? Now, some will say, well, the NHL is, you know, predominantly white. The PGA Tour is a white man's game. You know what? I'm watching the British Open on Thursday because of Tiger Woods. And by the way, Tiger is half Asian American, half African American. I'm watching every single swing Thursday, Golf Channel, NBC, whatever the coverage was. I was there. Every single swing. Did I see skin color? No, I see greatness. And it's a joy to watch Tiger Woods. It is euphoric for me as a golfer to watch Tiger Woods come back. And if that dude can win it later today at Carnoustie, after what he's been through, I get goosebumps thinking about it. All I want to see is Tiger on 18 with a chance to win another major. I love him. I love watching LeBron. I love watching Curry. So I'm trying to figure out how race has become such a hot button in this topic amongst sports fans and sports media members. Now, this was a caller earlier as we began this journey with this topic, and I want you to listen to this caller. This was about the anthem debate. Yeah, so that was one of the early callers a couple hours ago here on the Huge Radio broadcast. Unbelievable. Now, my entire theme has been about finding solutions. And also, I did state that this is more about politics than it's about change. It's about Trump in the White House, and that there's, you know, is it half of America split? I don't, the great divide on this? Because it's not happening in other sports. It's not happening in politics or entertainment. Yeah, there's Trump bashing on your late night shows and your award shows. But I don't see everybody lining up with these NFL athletes to protest. And yes, there are. I am not blind to the situations in America. Do not put words into my mouth. But man, you know, if we want to go change things, we have to go there and have dialogue. You can't, you know, ignorant white man. Come on. I mean, I think people are, and we've had great callers. And I didn't ask Kane what the color of his skin was. But to call me an ignorant white man, come on. Right out of the gate. I think people can be better than that and bring change instead of divide. I think Colin Kaepernick has divided America more than brought America together. That's my personal opinion. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, and also Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to David in Alabama. I appreciate the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, David.
I have no solution to the NFL thing, but I do have a huge opinion about the people that are protesting and kneeling.
Okay, what is it?
I think that they are exactly what's right with this country. They're right to do that. I may disagree with it. In fact, I do disagree with it. Politically, I lean slightly to the right. But their right to do that is exactly what is right with this country.
David, thank you so much for your opinion in Alabama. I appreciate it. Have a great Saturday night. Let's go to Michael in Maryland. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. All right, Jay in Hartford, Horowitz tells me, is standing by in Connecticut listening tonight on CBS Sports Radio. Jay, how do you feel about this anthem debate, and what's the best solution?
Man, I got to say, that little debate you had with that guy, man, that was interesting. That's like an MMA fight on the phone. Okay. That was great, man. But I do want to say a couple of things. The first thing I want to say is that the good cops know exactly who the bad cops are. So we can move on from that. Number two, what I would do with the NFL is either move – I would have the anthem before the game or at halftime while the player's not even on the field. That would take care of both sides. If the fans want to stand and listen to the anthem, they can have it while the coaches are talking to the players instead of getting hot dogs and hamburgers. And the third thing I would do is – When you're dealing with Trump, the owner's got to keep him out because Trump comes into the mix just to cause conflict. That's what he does. He's from New York. He's a baller. He plays three-card Molly in a shell game at the subway. That's what he does on Broadway. So New Yorkers love conflict. They will take the most extreme bite just to cause a controversy with the person they're talking to. This is what New Yorkers do. So the first thing I would do is the owner's got to keep Trump out. He doesn't even play sports. What sport do Trump play? Golf? That's walking or riding. So what I would do is either those things and to comment on the first lady that called that when I came and listened to the radio about these players working and they come into America and all these things. Number one, these are independent contractors. They're signing contracts with these owners. That's not a job. They didn't fill out an application. So these are independent contractors, just like I do with my job. And if they get fired, that's a termination of contract. That's breach of contract. There's a lot of other things that could be going on with that. And the NBA and the NFL is very different because the NBA has guaranteed contracts. If those owners fire those players, they still get paid like Kawhi. So that's a totally different ball game.
But I think No. And before I let you go, what's the best solution to ending this? Give me the best solution.
Well, I think the best solution, number one, the owners got to sit down with the players, and that anthem is for the people. It's not for the players. That anthem, the players got to either be in the locker room or either before the game or at halftime. Let the anthem be for the people because at first, when the NFL was originally created, it didn't have an anthem at all. That was brought in later on. That really was there for concessions.
All right. Well, Jay, I appreciate the call in Hartford, Connecticut. The other callers online, I promise, we'll get to your huge opinions in our next segment. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Listening to CBS Sports Radio is easy with a CBS Sports app, free in the Google Play and iTunes App Store.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at GEICO.com. We have Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Larry Ridley will have an update here in about 6 minutes. Huge question of the night. Tell me the best solution to end the NFL anthem debate that is a raging PR wildfire once again on both sides. 1-855-212-4CBS. We travel out to the huge audience. Let's go to Bishoy in New Hampshire. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem, buddy. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you. Love the show. Just wanted to say, I was listening earlier when the previous caller was saying the ignorant white man, all that noise that was happening before, and it just didn't sit right with me as a person of color and somebody who's always trying to make change, at least in my own community. It's the people like that that take the legs out of the movement that people are trying to make and the constructive changes that need to happen in this country. So I'd like to apologize on the behalf of that person and on the behalf of people who are actually trying to make positive changes, first of all.
Yeah, so Bishoy, what's the best path to constructive change through the NFL Players Association or NFL players connected to this anthem debate? What is a nirvana, the ideal solution to end this drama around it?
To me, I think that this shouldn't be an issue that goes to the NFL head office and something that Roger Goodell should be dealing with. I think that this is something that the Players Association should send something out to all the teams, to all the owners, to talk to the players and create their own guidelines and rules on however they want to deal with the situation, whether it be the players not coming out or the player or playing the anthem at halftime when they're at home or whatever it may be. Because the reason for that being, every city and every state in the country deals with these issues and looks at them differently, and the issues that are happening all over the country are different. So there's no way the league as a whole can come up with a policy that's going to please everybody. So I think it should stay close to home. And in that same talk, I think that the owners should discuss with the players what they think the best way to give something back to the community is, whether it be a movement or somewhere for young kids in these poor neighborhoods to go and just spend their time and at least be safe. Whether it be something like that, I think the NFL and the teams in their cities have a big enough voice where they can make something like that happen.
Bishoy, thank you for the wonderful call from New Hampshire, the ideas that you presented. And you don't need to apologize. Kane in Washington, D.C. has a right to his opinion, and I have a right to defend what people say about me. And I do like the angle on the NFL, and it's partnering maybe with Boys and Girls Clubs, which is an awesome entity in this country. And we take care of America first, and not just based on playing football. I'm talking about giving these kids and these families a chance. And that's people of all skin colors. As I've always said, poor has no color. So why not build these NFL athletic centers in every city in this country? Every NFL city builds this immaculate place that kids are allowed to go to as long as you stay in school, as long as you stay out of trouble. And you make a, and I've talked about this in my 26 years of doing a talk show all across this great country, that you get together with big corporate America and the NFL and their corporate partners, and you build these centers. And there's computers and there's iPads for the kids to use. But the only way those kids are allowed through those gates, that they're staying out of trouble and they're staying in school. And man, there might even be a cafeteria to throw out a free meal after school, where some of these kids are struggling to get three meals a day. There's help there. There's a counselor. You can fund it. I mean, I look at what is being debated in regards to the NFL, the anthem debate, sports, and this country. And man, we need to take care of our children first. We really do. That's a wonderful idea, Bishoy. Thank you for the call from New Hampshire. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Brian in Ohio. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, just like the caller before you, before I tell you what I think, thank you for the class that you showed and for showing what true freedom is about. Everything that we're doing right now, people are looking at it as, how can we solve something? I don't know if you can. In this country, we're free. The minute that you let somebody take away one of those freedoms is the minute that you start to lose what this country is about. And the first time you let somebody dictate what you can and can't do is the first time you begin to kneel yourself before a dictator. Unfortunately, this country was founded on sharing of ideas. And now sharing of ideas is difficult because of majority rule and small groups controlling things. In this country, you almost have to understand that freedom was founded on the fact that somebody can be standing right before you saying something that makes your blood boil and your hair rise while they're burning the flag and kneeling in protest, and they have the right to do that just like you have the right to do what you think is right and what you think needs done in this country.
Brian, thank you for the call in Ohio. And was it just me, Horowitz, and Graceffo? Did that sound like Peter King? That guy.
A little bit.
Didn't it sound like Peter King, the great NFL insider? It really did. I'm listening going, is that Peter King saying he's Brian from Ohio, like he might be at the Browns training camp or the Bengals getting ready to go down there? I do want your feedback. Our huge question of the night, without debating so much why people are protesting the anthem, what's a solution to not only end the drama with the NFL versus the players, but to also bring constructive change to the mission that Colin Kaepernick started? I would love to get your opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. All the callers online from North America. Hear huge opinions coming up in a few moments.
Stream CBS Sports Radio on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device with the CBS Sports app. Free in the Google Play and iTunes App Store.
Tomorrow night at 9 Eastern, actually, I think that would be tonight, 6 Pacific, saddle up and watch the PRCA's Finest Cowboys compete in Idaho at the Wrangler Pro Rodeo Tour presented by Justin Boots on CBS Sports Network. That's the TV side. It read tomorrow night. Is it actually tonight at 9 Eastern time, 6 Pacific, Horowitz?
That would be correct.
So it's tonight. Saddle up and watch the PRCA's Finest Cowboys compete in Idaho at the Wrangler Pro Rodeo Tour presented by Justin Boots on the CBS Sports Television Network. We do have Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Larry Ridley with another update in less than 20 minutes. A lot of great conversation tonight about President Trump firing back at Roger Goodell. The NFL now meeting with the NFLPA, right before training camp. They set an anthem policy without consulting the NFLPA. They had all offseason, and now they got another hornet's nest. What we're asking, what is the best solution to end the anthem debate in the NFL, and for the players who have been protesting for change, what's the best way to make a difference in those NFL cities? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Out to the audience we go. Daniel in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you tonight, Bill?
Doing good, Daniel.
So you asked for a solution. I think it's very hard to come up with a solution when you don't have really a blanket policy or a baseline policy to work with. So in most corporations or businesses, if you have practices in place that are in place, then you have something for people to follow, like the NBA. You gave a great example. The NBA has had this policy in place for years, and it's not up for dispute. I told your producer that I think living in Canada and having been to the States many times in just last month, that the problem is that there's no, you can't have proper discourse with anybody about politics. You know, where I live, you can have discourse whether you're on one side of the fence or the other, and there's no animosity in that discourse. And in the United States, I find that it's so divisive because there's no real center, and people are either on an extreme right or an extreme left, that when you try to have discourse, other people just don't respect each other's views. And we're all humans, and we should respect each other. And I think that, you know, you talked about the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and things like that. Well, I always believe that education is the most important. And people that have a movement and want to, you know, express their movement or get people to believe in it should start with education, not just one action. And in the NFL, it's been one action, the kneeling during the anthem. And it's, again, become so divisive that people don't even want to have discourse about it. And you saw it on your show tonight from that one caller that called in.
Daniel, thank you for the call. Listening on AM 590 north of the border in Toronto. Yeah, the NFL, rebuild these schools. Have you seen some of these schools? I've gone back to neighborhoods where I grew up, and these kids don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know I've shared my story that until I moved out of the hood to a suburban-slash-bedroom farming community, that I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and it motivated me to do good things educationally first. From flunking all my classes as a freshman in high school, at an inner city school to graduating with a 3.8 GPA in college prep classes. It was just the environment. And that's what Daniel's saying. So you're the NFL. Let's go grab education. Like I said, in these NFL athletic centers, whatever you wanted to build, you could name them after former greats from that city, that these kids only got in if they were getting good grades and they were staying out of trouble. That's it. Otherwise, they can't be a part of it. So now you create a culture, the same culture that's in suburbs. My kids, the culture is playing club soccer or club baseball or club hockey, right, or club lacrosse. You build a culture. Some communities where it's football, and that football coach is there reaching out to those first and second graders, and they build a decade of culture, of respect, discipline. So why not give kids in NFL cities that same chance? Children of all skin colors, and you reach out and you rebuild schools that need to be rebuilt. You build those centers where those kids have a sanctuary away from not having a dad, away from the imperfect life that they were born into, and you give them a chance to be somebody. That is true change in my mind. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Jordan in Alabama, thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
What's going on, Bill?
How you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Doing good. I really appreciate the conversation tonight.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, man. So here's my thing. I mean, honestly, you know, I agree with the comment that you said that this is not the 60s anymore. You know, but one thing about that is, though, I mean, I feel like as a country, the way we express ourselves over the past 70 to 80 years has definitely improved a lot. But, I mean, racism is always going to exist. And, you know, and here's how I look at this NFL situation. You know, this was all started, if we go back 12 months ago, this was all started it's supposed to improve things, racism issues in the country, but it hasn't improved anything. And if the players are being honest with themselves, we all know that this protesting is just going on to cause a big ruckus. So if I'm a fan or the president or an NFL owner, I'm just going to ignore it. Because, you know, this is like when you have a buddy or somebody in your classroom or whatever, or somebody that's doing something constantly and constantly over and over to annoy you, and the way their ego is fueled by just the reaction that you get, and once you quit reacting, well, they don't have any purpose anymore to do what they're doing. And, you know, so the way I look at it is, you know, they're not proving anything or making anything better, so we should just ignore it. And, you know, at that point, it just becomes a waste of the players' time, you know, because honestly, the people that it's an issue with are not true NFL fans. Like, I mean, I'm not really a big NFL fan, but true NFL fans are going to watch the game no matter what, and they're not going to be affected by the protest. I'm a huge Alabama football fan. And luckily, they played the national anthem during the pregame when the team is in the locker room, which I also think would be a great idea. But if there were some type of protest going on, it wouldn't affect my viewership at all. I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, thank you, Jordan, for your huge opinion there in Alabama, listening on Jocks FM out of Birmingham, another great sports radio station in the South. If you move them back to the locker room right now, there's going to be that other half that claim that the NFL now is unpatriotic, and you're going to get some players who don't want to be lumped there, just like the guys don't want to be singled out for protesting. So what do you do? I like the caller idea that you leave it up to individual owners and teams, and they sit down, and they go in one of their, you know, team meeting rooms, which are huge, and they discuss how they want to handle the anthem. And some teams may say, we want to go out there, we're going to lock arms. Others may say, we're going to stand there, and we want to start talking after games about specific change we want in our NFL cities. I think that's more productive. I really do. If you stay in You can't do that right now. If you go out and protest, well, then in individual cities, where have been the major protests? It started with Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco. All right? A liberal city. And again, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a member of any political party. Seattle has been another big base with the protest. Where else have you seen Miami? Again, that the Dolphins and the report that leaked that players were going to be punished and fined in preseason games led to the NFL and the NFLPA saying, hey, let's sit down and talk about an anthem policy. So where else have you noticed the major protest? You know, you think about it. Where else, when you look at this anthem issue with the National Football League, other spots that have had a lot of controversy surrounding the protest? It hasn't been as much as most would think. So if you allow the individual teams to then monitor and do what they want to, based on different cities that have a different political base, climate, and feel to it, then I think you can appease the masses as much as you could, considering the temperature of this issue right now. Because, you know, Goodell tried to play both sides, and it blew up in his face, just like Deflategate did, the concussion era, the CTE, the trying to, oh, you know, there's nothing wrong. Yet the NFL is still, we look past everything with the NFL. Greg Hardy, we look past it. We look past anything, anybody, any Tom Brady deflated balls, which I think is the biggest non-story ever. We look past it. You know, Favre can be on painkillers. We don't care. We had Leonard Little can kill somebody in St. Louis and get an 8-game suspension. You know, for, you know, impaired driving, whatever it was. We look past all that because we enjoy the NFL. Thursday night, all day Sunday, Sunday night, Monday night football. It's the number one sport in America. So as Jordan said, he can look past it. The ratings are still there. I will say, when the president and his 53 million followers on Twitter, when he's declaring the NFL is unpatriotic or they must stand, the NFL can't afford, and you got the NFL antitrust exemption, you got the politics of this, you just can't afford to have another season of controversy based on the national anthem. And at the end of the day, the Players Association and the NFL are about one thing. No matter how we want to slice it, dice it, or debate it, on CBS Sports Radio or any other platform, they are about the biggest contract that player can get and the most money that owner in the NFL can make. We can stand there and talk about platforms and justice and change and caring about kids in every city. And a lot of teams and a lot of owners do a lot of things and players that they don't have to publicly talk about. But the number one goal of every NFL player is to get the best contract he can get. Number one goal of every NFL owner and Roger Goodell in the National Football League is to make the most money that they can make. Yet somehow, because of lack of leadership, both at the top of the NFL food chain and with the NFLPA, because the NFL, when Colin Kaepernick's story was going down, they should have got their player reps together. They should have been a little bit more proactive on this. Understand the public temperature. You don't have to go back on your principles, but there's a different way of delivering a message that will bring true change. So the NFL players missed on it. The owners missed on it. Goodell missed on it. And now they have, what, are you a week out on training camps? Less than a week? And you still have this fire raging. And you can hear it in the voices of America and even our friends to the north in Canada. That we sit here on July 21st and the anthem debate continues. So what I'm asking you, the audience, what's the best solution to end it? And also, what's the best thing the NFL can do to bring change to the issues that they've protested since Kaepernick sat down. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.